Hello and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Kreisner. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. As always, please share it with all of your friends. This episode, Chin Music with Rick Robinson, brought to you by K to Z Window Coverings. You'll hear from them in just a moment. We're going to recap the All-Star Game. Joe Buck, the hideous uniforms. It's a millennial game. We're going to talk all about it. Rick Robinson and I have some thoughts and observations. And then a quick look at the second half of the MLB season and the trade deadline, which is coming up at the end of July. MLB Chin Music, it's our weekly look at the baseball here on Talking Sports with TK. Appreciate you listening and ask you again to please share this with all of your friends. Don't forget to connect with me on social media, Tommy Kreisan, K-R-Y-S-A-N, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and I am the oldest dude on TikTok. Go to TikTok, search for Talking Sports with TK. All right, we're going to take a break and listen to our good friends from K to Z Window Coverings, blinds, shutters, shades, drapery, and much more. We're going to hear from them, then we'll come back. We'll be joined by Rick Robinson, and it's time for Chin Music. Don't forget to favorite this podcast. Like, follow, share. You know the drill. I'm Tommy Kreisan. You are listening to Talking Sports with TK.
K to Z Window Coverings.
Looking for blinds, shades, plantation shutters, or draperies? Then call now for your free in-home consultation. 791-1220. Brandon Barton and his team have over 20 years of experience in window treatments and can get you exactly what you're looking for. K2Z offers free estimates anywhere in Baton Rouge and the surrounding area, and installation of our products is always free. Call 791-1220 or k2zblinds.com.
K2Z Window Coverings.
You were talking sports with TK this episode of Chin Music. I'm about to be joined by Rick Robinson. We'll talk about the All-Star Game, which was played Tuesday night out in Colorado. Rick and I have some interesting thoughts. And once again, please share this podcast with all of your friends. Rick Robinson, hello. How are you doing today?
Tommy, I am doing wonderful. And I did last night what I said I wasn't going to do. You did last night what you said you weren't going to do. We proved we were liars. Both of us said we weren't going to watch the All-Star Game. And what did both of us end up doing? We sat down in our lounge chairs and we watched the darn All-Star Game. What can we say? We can be purist all we want and do everything else. But in the end, we're going to sit down and watch the All-Star Game and stuff like that when it's on television. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. We're going to have to live with that. And we're going to have to live with the fact that once a year we have to listen to Joe Buck on television.
Joe Buck is awful. I mean, look, I enjoy John Smoltz. I think he does a good job. He mixes in a little lightness, and I just think he's good for announcing. But Joe Buck is a sensationalist. He's not half the announcer his dad was, which is, his dad's a Hall of Famer. But, I mean, he's just ridiculous. Yeah, I think he thinks everybody's tuned in to that All-Star Game to listen to him, and nobody.
Well, they're tuned in to see his latest hair plugs.
Yeah, well, nobody wants to hear him. They want to watch baseball. They want to watch the All-Stars. They want to watch, who's going to do well and all that. But I think he really believes that the only reason anybody turned the TV on was to watch him. And, Fox has really got to do something and go in a different direction, because he could be a ratings killer by himself. He is a sensationalist. I mean, I think he got paid extra for every time he said Shohei Ohtani last night. I mean, he overcooked that so bad. I mean, my goodness, Joe Buck, please.
Who had the most bland night of everybody on the field.
Yeah. I was waiting. Joe Buck probably voted for him for MVP. But I'm just going to say, look, Fox, you really need a new play-by-play announcer. I like John Smoltz. I really do. I like the way John does all of his announcing, and I think he's very well prepared. Joe Buck is an ass clown when it comes to announcing.
My wife, as you know, who does not like watching baseball in any way, shape, or form, was sitting there with me last night, and she said, "Why do they keep hiring Joe Buck to do these games?"
That's a perfect
Someone
summation.
Who doesn't even follow baseball, watched it, and went, "This guy's horrible." So what?
Yeah,
I tell you what I learned last night from watching the game, though. A couple things I learned. One, I will never buy the uniform that MLB is trying to sell me with those jerseys. My God, those were the worst uniforms I have ever seen in my life. Go back to wearing the old home and away jerseys of the teams they play for. That was pathetic, those jerseys. If they're trying to merchandise something, you know, take all of those, everything that they provided, everything that they put out on the shelves, send them to a third world country as a donation to their baseball programs, and get rid of them because they were horrible.
Yeah, they really were. And got blasted on social media. Tons of pictures of the old time all-star picks when the guys, like you said, had the home whites or the traveling grays and had their own uniform on. You know, baseball really, the primary audience for baseball is people like you and I, age 50 and above. Okay. And, you know, they're just ruffling people with the uniforms and the Joe Buck clown silliness. You know, unless the young people are really jumping on this, then, I mean, it's a huge mistake by Major League Baseball. A silver lining yesterday when the commissioner said, going forward, there'll be no more seven-inning doubleheaders and no more guy on second base for the extra inning. So they're going to remove the beer softball league rules. That's a good thing. That's about the only good thing that came out of the commissioner's mouth in a long time. But back to the All-Star game itself. It's a game of young guys,
It's a millennial All-Star game, Tommy. That's what, yes. You know, it dawned on me last night as I was sitting there watching it. It was, we can no longer look out there and see guys our age playing baseball. The guys we watched, the guys we had fun growing up watching in the All-Star game, they aren't out there anymore. The guys that are out there are our kids. And yeah, as I look at them, what would our kids do in that situation? They'd wear the silver glove if they were pitching. They would, you know, when Vlad Guerrero went deep, they'd show a little emotion in an All-Star game. You know, emotion they wouldn't show in a regular game because they know next time up they'd get one stuck in their ear. But emotion of throwing a pitch that gives when you give up a home run and you grab your hat, running around the bases and hopping and skipping while you're doing it. This is the millennial attitude and the millennial look at life. And it was a bunch of millennials playing a fun game last night. It was an exhibition game. They had a good time doing it. I changed my attitude about it. I decided to join in on the fun and enjoyed watching the game. A game that last week I said I wouldn't watch unless the two Reds that were on the team got to the plate. But I enjoyed watching the game. I had a good time watching it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Except for Joe Buck and the uniforms.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was awful. But no, you know, I am coming to grips. I haven't completed my epiphany here yet with the fact that baseball has changed so much. It's the young guys game and, you know, the gold shoes by Acuna for the Braves and all the theatrics. And now they all do this little dance thing before they get to third on a home run trot. You know, that's become a chic thing, I guess, like end zone dances in football. You know, so I'm coming to grips with it because I still love the game of baseball. I want to watch the pitcher try to get the batter out. I love seeing a team turn a double play, throw a guy out at third, trying to make a stretch a double into a triple. I love all that. Love baseball, period. I am in the process of coming to grips with the theatrics and the silver gloves and everybody's got a different color pair of shoes on and these ass clowns that wear their hat crooked, which I don't know if I'll ever come to grips with that. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm old school. I'm a purist. I'm an enthusiast. But I'm not going to, you know, turn my back on the game of baseball. I'm just going to have to, as I said, come to grips with, like you said, it's a millennial game now. It's a different game. My question will be, and I guess it'll take 10 or 15 years to get the answer, will the millennials, you know, follow this game like the previous generation has?
I think that's a good question, Tommy, because the idea of the millennial, you know, my daughter came to me the other day and I,
Rick Robinson, that's a very good analogy about your daughter wanting to go to Topgolf. We live in this immediate world. Everything's compacted in. And she didn't say, hey, Dad, let's go play 18 holes of golf. She said, let's go to Topgolf. And, you know, and maybe that's where this whole thing is going in this millennial world.
But I have to say, my daughter, you got to understand, my daughter being raised on baseball is also the one that when she goes to a ball game and you say you want to leave at the eighth to leave the crowd, she looks at me and goes, no, we came to a baseball game. We're going to see the game. So you know, it will be interesting to see how they look at the game of baseball when they, you know, start to have gray hair like you and I do, Tommy.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well, with the All-Star game being completed now, and you got one game Thursday night, everybody else plays Friday night. Second half of the season, there's a lot of storylines. We've got a trade deadline, a hard deadline this year, coming up in a couple of weeks, and there are going to be some guys that get moved. So baseball, let's see if they can't capitalize on some of the excitement from the Millennial All-Star game and transfer that into the second half of the season.
I am going to really look forward to seeing who wants to win when we get to that hard deadline on the trade deadline, because I think that's going to show the teams that really want to be in the final hunt for the World Series, because that's going to show if the Reds still need a shortstop, are they going to pick up a shortstop and try and do whatever it is they're going to do with Suarez? Are they going to try and pick up a mid reliever? Are you going to pick up that what you need? And you're going to see teams that are 5-6 games out decide, yeah, it's time for us to start dumping salary.
Yeah,
so,
well,
it'll be interesting to see how it all happens.
Surprise stories with the Red Sox and the Giants. We'll see if that keeps up, and going to be a fun second half. I'm looking forward to it. Rick, as always, appreciate you here on Chin Music, our weekly podcast about Major League Baseball. Before you get out of here, tell the good folks how they can acquire copies of your award-winning work. You've got written many, many books, and most in the political arena, but there are many with some sports flavor. Tell people how they can obtain Rick Robinson's work.
Go on to Amazon, go on to the Rick Robinson author page, and you can pick them all up on either Kindle, hardback, or paperback. They're all just sitting there waiting for you to read.
Rick, thank you so much. Let's have a fun second half of the MLB season.
I'm looking forward to it, Tommy.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.